Yeah, hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Alan Ball. It's Mohin AI, your Indian friend who went to see the lady next door.
He sounds like,
I don't know them because I used to visit my parents, and during Christmas, they next door was decorated because they have a creche there, but I haven't personally met her, and I know the other lady in number 18. But I don't think she's very friendly. And the basic reason I was making inquiries is because my sister won't inform me if my father passes away and stuff like that. So So I'm trying to ask social services. And I suppose this person doesn't want me to know who he is then. Is that what it is?
No, it's just that I haven't asked him, and I don't want to give him your details without his say so, which I'm sure you understand.
Right.
But I will ask him certainly. But also the address which we were looking at, where you lived, I believe, wasn't the address where he was living recently. So
it's in 19, number 19, Carston Grove. So
it's not that address. He was not there. It was somewhere on the other side. To the other side of Reading, he was living
in Tadley with my sister.
He is now, yes, but he moved out of 19 some time ago.
Yes, he's been staying with my sister since March, but she refused a registered post letter, and the police said that unless I have a complaint, you know, that I have a complaint that there's a risk to his safety, they won't get involved because my sister is taking care of him. So they asked me to go to social services, and I've been to social services, and I'm currently, like, the counselor Tadley tried to help me, and they're trying to help me, but they're not opening up. And now they've given me the name of the social worker. But I wanted to find out as much information as I can because, naturally, my father isn't answering the phone. And I feel he's afraid of my sister, but it's not. She's not going to admit that because she is a little bit of a wild lady. So if your friend agrees, I'd like his details. I won't harass him or anything, and I won't harass you. I just thought that I should make as many friends, get to know people, and see what's up with him, because I don't yet know what's up with him. They told me he is released from hospital. They told the counselor that he's released from hospital.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, do you think he's refusing to talk to you, or?
I think he's refusing because of my sister. I think if he is awake and conscious, as it seems, then he's potentially able to answer the phone. Now, he may not be using his phone at all, I think he's awake and conscious, so he potentially probably can use the phone. And I think my sister doesn't like it. And earlier, he was afraid earlier this year because he was going out in and out of hospital since his birthday in January. And then in March, he moved in with my sister. I don't know. I think he stayed with her throughout, but he's not well enough to stay in that 5-bedroom house by himself. You know, he loves to be independent, but he's not well enough to live by himself. And it was a bit worrying that he wanted to be independent, and now he's no longer, I think he can't even walk. So I want to keep in touch. He's my father. He's very dear, and I've got to hopefully speak to him. But she doesn't allow it, and he's a bit afraid of her. He does what she says.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, exactly. Well, I will ask the guy whether he would be happy to talk to you. I can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
Be positive. So.
So this. Okay.
Okay. I mean. Could I give him your telephone number? Would that be sensible?
You can certainly give him my WhatsApp, my telephone number, my call sign, everything. That lady next door, like I say, I don't know her personally. I know the lady in number 18, but I have not contacted a single soul since the month of March, except an Indian friend. There's a different Indian friend. He's not a ham. And then I contacted Mrs. Tidbury, number 20, and the church. So I've not spoken to anybody else. And I got a email from police saying she's made a report. So I think I wrote her one registered post letter, and I spoke to her during Easter. So that's the last time I spoke to Mrs. Tidbury. And so there shouldn't be a police. And I asked my boyfriend in London. He says, better don't call call anybody. And I said, I won't speak to her if she's like that. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to speak to her because she's in touch with my sister and maybe she's hostile. I don't really know, but I won't be speaking to her. I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, okay, no, that's fine. Yes, I quite understand that. Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, I will drop him a mail and see if he'd be happy to give you a call. But as I say, I can't guarantee that he will want to be involved.
Okay, okay.
I'll do what I can.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I thought you were angry with me. I'm not going to harass anyone. I thought you were angry.
No, I'm not at all. I'm fully in sympathy with you, but I don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the trouble.
No problem.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Okay.